Knit Weekly.
The weekly knitting news.
During the last series of Knit Weekly for The Hub, I interviewed Richard Martin of Filkins Mill about the history of Cotswold sheep.
There's a lot more than there were, because as we were saying earlier, there used to be, in the late 60s, there was one flock left of about 60-odd, but now there's 1,000 or two. They're pretty established now. When you do see one, you know it, because they're so big. They sort of stand out. They give a sort of curious perspective to a field.
After interviewing Richard, I was keen to find some fleece from this breed and discover more about what I could make from it. Through Ravelry, a website dedicated to all things knitted and woolly, I was able to get in touch with Lynn from the Oxford Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers, and she had a fleece from a Cotswold sheep that she was willing to share with me.
So where did this sheep come from?
I think it's from a farm at Whitchrissington, out near Stow-on-the-Wold. So it is a Cotswold sheep from the Cotswolds.
And Stow-on-the-Wold was where the massive market used
yes,
to be, the enormous
right.
sheep.
Yes.
Having got this Cotswold fleece to work with, I needed to learn what to do next in terms of turning it into a garment. Luckily, Carol at the Oxford Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers was able to help me. Carol learned to spin 38 years ago on a drop spindle made from a stick and a piece of potato.
And how long have you been spinning for?
38 years. Yes, 38 is when my son was born. Yes, and I started to spin on a stick and a piece of potato. I went to an agricultural fair down in Sussex, and there was a lady there called Eileen Hobden. And her husband was a farrier, and she was there with all this beautiful wool and garments, and she was spinning with a stick and a piece of potato for the weight. And it fascinated me, and I was there all day, and my husband kept on coming back. Carol, we've come here because we were going to do self-sufficiency to look at tools. And at the end of the day, he said, here is 10 shillings, so that will tell you, it was just before decimalisation. Here is 10 shillings, have a stick, a piece of potato and a pound of fleece for 10 shillings. And I came away and I taught myself to spin, and I still prefer the drop spindle. I love to spin on a drop spindle because it's so portable and so nice.
A drop spindle is basically a stick with a weight on the bottom of it and a hook near the top. The weight keeps the stick turning once you put a spin in it, and this spin puts a twist into the wool, which is held onto the hook. But before I could start spinning my fleece, I needed to learn how to sort it into different kinds of wool. And Carol says this can only be done by feel.
If you feel the fleece yourself, you will find there is different areas that feel a lot softer than others. If you are going to be a spinner, you have to learn the art is in your fingertips. The whole art completely is in your fingertips. And you have to learn a fleece and how good it is by feeling it. And the best way to do that is to sit in the centre of a fleece, shut your eyes and feel around it.
Carol made me sit in the middle of the fleece and feel my way around it to illustrate her point.
When you are sorting a fleece, you need to have it in your fingertips. And that's only experience can tell you that. It's literally by keep on feeling a fleece, touching it, you know. If you actually sat in here, can
Should
you take
I do
it?
That?
Yes, yeah, sit yeah. in your middle.
You hold my recorder.
Yes.
Is it okay for me to just
yes,
sit on
yes,
the fleece?
Yes, it won't hurt you. And you just shut your eyes and feel. Feel with your fingers.
This is a really good tough fleece, and it's very, very good for outside jackets, for heavy wear, walking wear, that sort of thing. Having said that, sometimes you get parts on it that is fine, but you have to watch for that.
If you want to have a go at something like this yourself, the Guild are having a fleece day this summer.
So what is the fleece day?
Well, the fleece day is mainly a day to sell fleeces to anybody who's interested in spinning, weaving or dyeing. We're trying to get a lot of rare breeds together, as well as different things like alpacas. And then from there, we're going to go through to try and explain what you take your fleece to, what your end products would be. So you're dyeing, and then we'll come into the hall here, and we're going to have carding and spinning on the wheels and drop spindles, through to somebody's to weaving and different types of weaving, and so people can see how the end product comes from a raw fleece to the actual finished product, whether it be knitted, woven or whatever.
So yeah, people will be able to come and see the whole process from sheep to wool to woven cloth to garment and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, and come and have a go. We'll have things that people can actually have a go at, so you can be able to actually have a go at drop spindling and the wheels, and we'll have a looms up that children as well can come and have a go at. So yes, no, it'll actually be hands-on as well.
The Oxford Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers meet in the Village Hall of Stanton St John. The Fleece Day is on the 19th of June, and their website can be found at www.oxfordwsd.org.uk, and you'll be able to find that link on our blog at thehubinoxford.blogspot.com. This week's Knit Weekly has been about making something from local wool. We have featured the Oxford Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers, the Golden Fleece of the Cotswold Sheep, and Richard Martin from Filkins Mill. You've been listening to Knit Weekly.
Knit Weekly.